Stay long? No, I understand that. When we have eaten together then, but come to the table now and let us have this time together. The meal was what she would have expected from the Holverics, generous, hearty, and far less formal than the hall implied. A score of soldiers ate at the lower tables, the current watch, Aliam explained. They looked like the Holveric troops Pox remembered, solid, disciplined, experienced fighters. From time to time a glance met hers, and shifted politely away. The king's squires had insisted, gently but firmly, on serving the high table. The younger lads, banished to the low, watched with relief and envy mixed. Pox, seated between Aliam and Estel, found the pair a fascinating combination. The tall woman kept up an effortless flow of conversation while directing service and working her way through a plate piled with food. "You were with the rangers, weren't you?" asked Estel. "Then you use a longbow. I keep telling Aliam what a marvelous weapon it is." "For women with long arms, yes," said Aliam a little sourly. "Just because I'm short, she—" "Nonsense. You shoot well, love, and anyway, I don't want a cohort of bowmen. No, I've said it before, just because Kiri has one. You see?" Estel smiled at Pox. He almost started one years ago, but when he found Kiri had one, he wouldn't. "Had to let the lad do something I didn't do first." Aliam speared a slice of meat and went on talking around it. "He'd have burst himself if I'd turned up with the kind of bowman Estel would train." "Aliam, I never said I'd train your bowman." But her eyes were sparkling with delight. Pox eyed her broad shoulders and strong wrists. She could be a bowman. Certainly she was strong enough and tall. "And who else? Me? Gods forbid. I'm a swordsman who can shoot a bow when my sword breaks in half."
"I hadn't realized that the Duke, that Phelan, was with you so long," said Pox. "Garrus was saying—" Aliam broke into a laugh.
"Oh, that brings back tales. Yes, indeed, Garrus was a squire here." "And always glad to return, my lord," said Garrus, passing by with a tankard of ale. "Garrus, you've been calling me Aliam to my face for 20 years, ever since you were knighted. Don't start lording me now. It's being here like this. Then sit down. We've nearly more squires than eaters, and we're all nearly full anyway. Sit down, all of you. This is no royal banquet. You've all been riding in the cold. Eat."
He waited until they had all found a seat, then turned back to Pox.
"Garrus, lady, was the most hare-brained, witless, hopeless lad I've ever tried to turn into a warrior. My lord, until you call me Aliam, I can't hear you, Garrus. I nearly sent the boy home a dozen times, Poxenarian. He was willing enough, generous, never a bit of meanness to him, but he couldn't keep his mind on anything. He'd fall over a stick in the courtyard, and then stumble on not even picking it up."
Aliam turned to Garrus, who managed to look like a chidden boy despite his grey hair.
"Not to say that you haven't turned out a fine man, either. I was young then myself, and had less skill at training boys than I thought. I was so damnably sure I knew what I was doing. Of course, I had to be sure. Any of them, boys or men, would have scented it if I hadn't, and the whole thing would have fallen apart."
Aliam paused to pour himself ale, offered it to Pox, and then resumed.
"Anyway, there was Garrus, amiable as a young pup, and falling over his own feet, and there was Kiri, a few years older, and made for war as a sword is."
He ate silently for a few moments, then went on.
"They made friends, of course. Actually, it surprised me. Kiri made friends hardly in those days. He kept to himself a good deal,